Breakthrough Business Strategies Radio and Women in Business Radio. Happy Monday to each and every one of you. This is your host, Michelle Price, on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today, where we have put together a doubleheader for you. We're going to be bringing you information on business success mindset, your inner game, as well as two Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, making sure that you're equipped to create that success that you want and need for your business today. So I am going to just hush and bring on Dawn Cooper. Now, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to hear Dawn yet, let me tell you a tiny bit about him. Dawn is so passionate about sales, and it's one of the things that just I fell in love with when I met him online. It is no accident that he's branded the sales heretic, and this is an area that I see so many times people get frustrated, especially business owners that I talk to on a regular basis, and they go, you know, what used to work just doesn't work anymore. And I'm like, you're right. Customers have evolved. They've gotten so much smarter. And so you have to evolve your sales skills as well. And that's why we love bringing Dawn on every first Monday of the month. So please join me as we welcome our sales heretic, Dawn Cooper. How are you doing today, Dawn?
I'm doing great, Michelle. How are you?
I'm excited because the temperatures are not so hot today. Yay!
Excellent.
So I understand you are going to be teaching us something that we need to be thinking about first before we even put our sales hat on.
Yeah. It's important that everybody understand what the number one buying factor is for prospects. When people make their buying decisions, what's the biggest factor that causes them to buy what they buy, where they buy it? And too many people believe it's the wrong thing. A lot of people in sales believe that price is the number one factor. Or if it's not price, then it's selection or delivery. Those things are important, yeah, along with quality and service. But none of them is the number one factor. Study after study has shown that the number one reason people buy what they buy, where they buy it, is confidence. Confidence in the product, confidence in the service, confidence in the company, confidence in the salesperson. Confidence that what they're buying is going to work, that it will solve their problem, that it's not going to break down, that it will last for a long time, that if there's a problem, the company will take care of it. People want to have confidence in everything they buy. Keep in mind that whenever any of us buy anything, there's a risk. There's a risk that it might not work, or it might not work the way we expected it to, or it might not work for us. So the more confidence we have, the easier it is for us to part with our money. So as you're creating your marketing, as you're creating your sales presentations, keep in mind that you need to be building confidence on the part of your prospects. And here are 12 ways you can build confidence in your prospect's mind. Number one, consider raising your price. I know this sounds like heresy, and yet we all have learned over time that as a general rule, you get what you pay for. If you're the cheapest in town, prospects will think you're not very good. People are willing to pay more to get more, and if you're more expensive, then you're probably better. Number two, testimonials. Most businesses have lots of testimonials that they don't even use. Make sure to actively collect testimonials from your customers and use them, display them for your prospects. If you say you're great, it doesn't mean much. If one of your customers says you're great, that means a lot more. Number three, case studies. Show your prospects how specifically you have helped other customers. Give them some details about the situation they were in, what you did specifically, and what their results were. Number four, photos. People believe what they see. So show photos of your product, of your service, especially before and after shots. What else could you show photos of? Number five, video. Again, because people believe what they see, video is a very powerful communication tool. So what could you show video of? Your product in action? Your people in action? Could you show a time-lapse video of a project going on? What else could you show a video of? Number six, third-party reviews and rankings. Has somebody else rated you very highly or ranked you highly or given you a review? If you are on Yelp, and you should be, collect those testimonials there and highlight those reviews. If you are reviewed in a magazine, if you're reviewed in a newspaper, highlight that. Cut it out, blow it up, frame it. Same thing with rankings. If you're ranked number one, if you're ranked number three, highlight that. If somebody else says you're great, make sure your prospect knows that. Number seven, highlight your guarantee. A guarantee is a customer's insurance that if something goes wrong, it'll be taken care of. The stronger your guarantee, the better. Make sure your prospect knows how good your guarantee is and how much better it is compared to your competitors. Number eight, list your clients. When people see that others have also used you, they get more confident in you. The bigger the names, the better. If you don't have big names or you sell to consumers, list the number of buyers that you have. There's a reason. McDonald's signs all over the world say 97 billion served. For decades, McDonald's highlighted how many people had eaten there, and the sheer number of people helped to build confidence. As potential buyers, we think, well, if that many people have used this company, odds are it's pretty good. Number nine, use affiliates. If you've got customers who love your product or your service, let them sell it for you. Create an affiliate program because your customers will be happy to recommend you. And that's a very powerful recommendation. If somebody that I know and trust tells me to use a service or a company that they use, I'm much more likely to use it because I already trust that person. Number 10, provide value. Provide free samples, free trials, free consultations. The more you can do to provide value to your prospect before they become your customer, the more appreciation for you they have and the more confidence in you they have. Number 11, demonstrate your expertise. Whatever you sell, you're an expert in something, whether you're a salesperson or a business owner or a professional. Demonstrate that expertise. Write articles. If you have a blog, create a blog or post on others' blogs. Do other things that demonstrate your expertise. Do public demonstrations. Look for ways that you can get onto TV, onto radio, into print to demonstrate your expertise. And number 12, have confidence in yourself. You need to believe in your product, your service, your company, yourself. Confidence is contagious, and when you project confidence, your prospect picks up on that. By contrast, if you're not confident in what you sell, why should your prospect be? You need to believe in yourself. You need to know your product, your service, yourself, your company, backwards and forwards, to understand how good all of those things truly are, so you can project confidence in that. When you project confidence and use these other 11 elements, you will dramatically increase the confidence your buyer has and dramatically increase your sales as a result.
You know, Don, when I listen to that, I hear conversations from people who've been in front of me asking questions. And here's what I notice. Even people who really love what they do, believe what they do, go through times where they are not feeling confident. And sometimes confidence is just not one of those things you can fake. What do you suggest to listeners if they find themselves in that place in the moment to help get them back into that energy?
There are two great things you can do. One is to call one of your customers. Call your customers and just talk with them. and ask them how your product or service is doing or how it's helping them. They will tell you how great it is and it'll make you feel great. Another thing you can do is to call your friends, because your friends know how great a person you are and they can give you a quick boost. Call one or the other. Either one of them can help pump you up and give you that confidence.
Great idea. You know, I think it's funny sometimes how we forget to remember to lean back on our support system, because we're human and we're not 100% 100% of the time. That's great.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You are such a great way to start the month, though.
You're welcome, Michelle.
All right. Thank you.